Hello, and welcome to the Confident Healer Podcast. I'm Sharmila Molly. I'm a self-love expert, an intuitive healer, and also your hostess for this podcast. You are about to hear inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence, maintaining self-love, and sanity as we answer the calling of being a healer and running a business. I would really appreciate it if you could help me grow this podcast by telling others about it and by becoming a patron by donating monthly or giving a generous one-time donation. When you donate, it lets me know that you love what I'm doing, and by donating, you are supporting me, a healer running a small business. You can find the PayPal link on theconfidenthealer.net and in every show note. So thank you so much for being here, and let's get on with the show. Hello, and welcome back to the Confident Healer Podcast with your hostess, Sharmila Molly. Today is the start of the fourth season, which I can't believe it's four seasons, of the Confident Healer Podcast. Welcome. Oh my God. Did you miss me? I missed you. So my name is Sharmila Molly. Let me reintroduce myself. I am a healer of all sorts. I also have an upcoming training called the Confident Healer Reiki Training. It's a 9-month program. I also read the Akashic Records. So today, that's what I'm doing. I'm continuing with the Ask the Akashic Records series to kick off the start of season four. And so I got these questions from people I know and also people I don't know, some people off of Reddit. They sent in some questions for me. And so what I did was I opened the records of the founders of the Akashic Record. So I usually open the records of the founders of the Akashic Records because I figure that's less personal than opening up my own records to answer questions about other people's lives. So I thought that would be better as a group to do that, to do group types of readings. So this one comes from Reddit, and this person asked, so I already did the reading a few minutes ago and I wrote down the answers. Oh, shoot. Where is it? I'm actually flipping through my notebook. I don't need sound effects. Okay. So this person asked, I would like to know my soul's purpose. Oh, first of all, it seemed that the theme of this was all about self-love. Imagine that. Me, Sharmila Molly, talking about self-love? No way. Okay. On to the question. So that was the theme I noticed. A lot of self-reflection for these people to do. Okay. I would like to know my soul's purpose is what this person asked. And okay, so what I was getting was I was getting feelings of shame coming up. And the founder said, though maybe you're asking in terms of purpose for work, it's more about what you as a soul agreed to as you came into your beautiful body. You harbor a lot of shame and it causes you anxiety. Sometimes you hold on to grudges and have resentments. Your soul's purpose is to learn to let these feelings stop holding you down. It's not your cross to bear. Though this is something that will be a constant in your life, learning how to let go, to release, to find healthy ways to leave it behind, stop burdening you, it will get easy with time. Each of these type of feelings is like a rope keeping you tied down. So do you want scissors to cut the ropes? You'll have to use the scissors, know the scissors exist, in order to shake yourself out of these ingrained learned behaviors. We hope the symbol of the scissors help you see how you can undo it. We know it will not be easy to start and you will have setbacks, meaning take two steps forwards, making progress, and then take three steps back and it seems impossible to overcome. With the right help, having allies, friends, family, professionals to help you see patterns and be able to forgive, stop, acknowledge, and release. We believe in you. We love you, and we want you to know, we know you can do this. You are worthy of a life without always carrying old feelings that are weighing you down, robbing the joy and your life force. Eventually, you'll be able to burn that soul contract up. It doesn't have to take months or years, but it's a learning process, and you'll get, you reap all the benefits, and you'll be and feel lighter. I hope that makes sense. So I'm reading that awkwardly, but it says, but it's a learning process, and you'll learn and you'll get, reap all the benefits, and you'll be and feel lighter. You'll be lighter and you'll feel lighter. Trust yourself, love yourself, find the right people to help you, encourage you, find the ways to help you in this process. So again, you know, writing this kind of stream of consciousness, let me read that again. Find the right people to help you, to encourage you is what I'm adding the two in. Find the right people to help you, to encourage you, to find the ways to help you in this process. You're not the only one in the world that doesn't let go of things. You're not alone. Reach out for help. All is possible, dear. With love, the founders. And then I noticed they did that like twice during in this reading. So it's just interesting that they're doing that. Okay, the next question says, what state should I live in where I will be happy with the environment and also make money? Okay. First, you can make money anywhere. The state that needs to change is your state of being. No place will ever be right or perfect until you change your way of being. The self-talk of bringing yourself down, the criticism, you'll never feel comfortable anywhere because of the constant inner conflict. The outer experiences you seek to give yourself a feeling of belonging, the feeling of love, a sense of place, it's not outside of you, it's inside, finding the love and wonder of within, being in touch with your soul. The love that you have for your dog, imagine if you loved yourself that way. It's hard for you to look deeply within because it's too much. You think it's too much for you to handle. Think is underlined. The world would be so different if they just did X, Y, and Z the way you see the world. That is narrow constraints in your inner world, which reflects the way you see others, how you think the world should operate. You may think, that's bullshit, and we absolutely agree. It's absolute bullshit that you have a right, that you have a rigid self-view that projects to the outer world. This protects your sensitive nature. It's a defense mechanism. You overcorrect with a wall with cut glass in it. The denial is real. Deep soul searching. Find the right fit in terms of meditative art. Remembering that being tender with yourself, unveiling what's behind the denial. Finding ways of clearing your energy after working with people. There's residue left over from them. Sometimes you can really clear yourself. Other times, because you get caught up in your own head, you don't realize you've taken part of their gunk. See an energetic wastebasket in the room. Put your stuff there. And before you start working on them, telepathically tell them to put their shit in that bucket. Then after the session, light it on fire energetically. Not literally. You can use that same imagery to clear yourself before and after. Find ways for yourself to detangle your childhood. Example, a good therapist. Don't give up on it. You can sort through it, childhood. You can sort through it, meaning your childhood, and learn a new perspective and tools to self-regulate. Learn more about the vagus nerve. Find someone that does that type of work. We gave you a lot. certainly your choice to take it or leave it. Doesn't that sound familiar? And they made me draw a smiley face. Ding! We love you. Now it's time for you to accept our love and love yourself. We see you in a pink bubble of love. Bounce on, girlfriend. Bounce on. Okay. The next question is, will it be good to move in with my friends October 1st? Not in the long run. No. If you all can communicate needs and not take out how offended you are with each other, you'll spend all your energy making sure things are clean in order to show your gratitude. But because you'll spend most of your energy doing that, you'll get resentful. You know your answer, but this is to confirm. We love you. There's a better solution and it will present itself, make itself known to you. Okay. And that was all for that question. Okay. So the next question, this is the last question, and it is, how do I facilitate my healing for my body so I remain and enjoy this body for many more years? The key word is joy. Fill your body with joy. This will require a vivid imagination filled with a childlike wonder. Are you ready for this task? Are you ready to play? Take something physical, an object, and something that really makes you happy, laughs, or brings up beauty, a really good memory. Put that energy in your body where you need it. Sometimes we get a diagnosis and it's limiting. Doctors have a lot of power over people, and this is because you look to them for answers, and some don't offer any other solutions. But you forgot one thing. You are powerful too. Imagine all the power you think they have. Now transfer that to you. Feel different? It looks different, doesn't it? Imagination is power. You are as limited as you think you are. You are limitless. You are infinite. Your mind, soul are limitless. Your power is limitless. It's hard to grasp that. What does joy look like for you? What does it taste like, smell like? What color is joy? What does it feel like? Make no mistake, this will take effort, but you asked, and we remind you some part of the infinite part of you knows this. As you are hearing or seeing this, it's rekindling that part you've been ignoring because it seemed, notice past tense, to think, believe the possibility. Okay, let me read that again. I don't know. I can't read my handwriting right now. Okay, let me restate that. We remind you, some part of the infinite part of you knows this. As you are hearing or seeing this, it's rekindling that part because you've been ignoring it because it seemed, notice past tense, to think, believe the possibility. But you know it's true. So you've spent time ignoring it, doing what the so-called experts said. You've stopped doing some of the things you loved. You can modify some of those things. And now you can spend time giving that ancient part of you to make it happen for yourself. Make it rain. And so it is. Spend time thinking you can instead of telling yourself you're wrong. Do you feel the difference? Do you feel the energy now? Do you feel the energy in you now? Follow the spark. Step into the light. Embrace this ancient, infinite part of you. Amen. You're right on time. Love, the founders. Okay, so that is, was it four questions? Yeah, four questions for the Ask the Akashic Records series. I felt like it was interesting because it was asking you questions, like, you know, to embody it. So I thought that was interesting that they were also addressing, like, kind of anticipating what you'd be thinking as you're hearing this or watching this. So I thought that was interesting that they were addressing it that way and, you know, like signing off, amen. And because it had an exclamation point there. So I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting, great synchronicity of questions. And some of those questions, one was from like a month ago or something, from Reddit. And then, so I've just kind of been accumulating questions so I can make an episode. So I hope you enjoyed that. If you have any questions, please send them to me. You can email them to me at info@ohireiki.com. The link is in the show notes. theconfidenthealer.net. Okay. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. My name is Sharmila Molly. Be well. Thank you so much for listening. You can find information about the guest or any links I referenced in the show notes. And would you help me grow the show by doing these two things? One, sharing the podcast with someone that you think needs to hear it. And two, supporting the podcast by becoming a patron and giving monthly or make a one-time generous donation. It helps me grow the show and I can just focus on making great episodes for you. You can listen, find the show notes, and the PayPal link to donate all in one convenient location, theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next week.